Pickle flicked a cherry stone in the air.
I say, this is all rather nice, chaps. A body could get used to this. The blinking place is a paradise. Look, there's a sweet chestnut tree, beech and hazelnut as well. Flop my ears, if a ghost does live here, he must be a blinking well-fed old spook. Ouch! Go easy with those cherry stones, Mara.
What are you gabbling on about, Folger?
The badger maid looked at him quizzically.
Gabbling? I'm not gabbling, my dear girl. Just quit chucking jolly old cherry stones at me, that's all.
Mara indicated a small heap of cherry pits at her side.
I've not thrown a one. Mine are here, see?
Pickle clapped a paw to his eye.
Ouch! Now listen, old tub thing. Throw one more cherry stone at me and I'll squidge a cherry right on your belly nose.
Tubcut was a serious shrew, not given to practical jokes.
I don't throw pips at other creatures, Pickle. Don't blame me.
Ouch! Well, there goes another one.
Mara looked up swiftly and caught a glance of a fleeting greyish creature flitting through the treetops.
Aha! There's some beast up there. Come on, it went that way.
Dashing between the close-growing trunks, they chased after the shadowy figure. But it was a pointless exercise. Whatever it was had them easily outdistanced. The three friends stopped in a small clearing, panting from the hard run. A pool of crystal-clear water provided them with a refreshing drink. As they drank, Pickle watched the treetops reflected in the surface of the water. Leaning close to Mara, he whispered,
It's back again. The belly thing's watching us from the top of that beech tree yonder. What'll we do?
Mara kept her face down and her paws cupped as she drank water.
Yes, I see it now. Pay no attention. We'll let its own curiosity get the better of it. Look, it's coming lower.
Travelling in small, jerky runs, the creature was moving down the beech trunk toward the ground. Tubgut watched the reflection in the pool with Mara and Pickle.
What do you suggest we do now, Mara? It's down on the grass.
Now Mara had lost the reflected picture, she took a quick glance over her shoulder. The creature had started moving across the clearing behind them.
It's a squirrel,
the badger maid hissed to her friends.
When I give the word, we must move fast. Cut it off from the trees and surround it in this clearing. Pickle, you're the fastest. Get behind it. Tubgut, go to the left. I'll go to the right. That way, the only place it will have left to run will be straight into this pool. Ready? Go!
The plan worked neatly. Dashing out, they had the squirrel boxed in. As they moved closer, it backed toward the pool. It was a female, incredibly small and thin, traces of its former red showing beneath the fur that was heavily greyed with age. She stood with her back to the water, baring toothless gums at them. Mara held out her paws in a sign of peace.
I am Mara. This is Pickle and Tubgut. We mean you no harm. Why were you throwing cherry stones at us? I can understand if you were a young, playful squirrel, but one of your seasons. You surprised me with your infantile behaviour.
The ancient creature did not reply. She swayed from side to side, seeking a chance to dash off. But there was no escape likely. Pickle stepped closer, wagging a paw at her.
How would you like it if I aimed cherry stones at your bonnet, ma'am? What I mean is, hang it all. Can't a chap scoff cherries in peace on this island?
The squirrel opened her mouth wide and let out a long, shrill call. There followed a silence. Pickle shook his head disapprovingly.
Is that all you've got to say for yourself, old lady? Deary me, I can see this conversation's going nowhere fast. What?
There was a rustling in the woodland at their backs. The squirrel nodded with satisfaction before speaking.
You'll be sorry you came to this island. It's you who are surrounded now, not me.
A heavy crashing in the undergrowth caused the three friends to turn round. Two badgers came thundering out of the woods, one a female as old as the squirrel, but the other was a huge male, white as driven snow, and whirling a big knotted oak club. They roared as they burst into the clearing.
Eulalia!
Pickle and Tubgut stood open-mouthed with shock, but Mara stood forward, a tiny shrew rapier in one paw, twirling a loaded sling in the other. The battle light shone in her eyes.
I am Mara of Salamandastron. Stay out of the way, old mother. You, white one. Come a step closer, and I'll slay you.
The white badger looked for a moment as if he were going to charge forward. But Mara noted the fierceness dim suddenly from his face, and his massive paws quivered as he stood undecided.
Get in there and fight, Earthwhite.
The old female badger stamped her paw down angrily.
Go on. She's a mere puppy compared to you. Flatten her.
Mara came forward lightly, poised on ready paw pads, her neck fur bristling, fangs bared.
Aye, come on, Earthwhite. You're a fine big beast. Let's see if you fight as good as you growl.